Well, do you want to talk to Garrett Rollick?
Well, hi, this is Graham on the Demo Spring 2011 show floor. I'm at the stand of Socialize, and I'm with Rob Glazer, who's co-founder and chairman. How are you doing, Rob?
Great to see you, Graham. Thanks for taking the time to talk.
Yeah, and you were on the stage this morning with your co-founder. Tell us about what Socialize is doing.
Well, Socialize is an attempt to really reinvent and maybe even revolutionize social video. It's our observation that video is being built into sort of the fabric of the internet in all kinds of ways, but nobody has yet created sort of the YouTube of person-to-person video, which is to say the thing that everybody goes to in order to get access. The underlying technology is getting there, and Socialize is the first product that we think that weaves all the key pieces together. Our foundation is based on Facebook Connect, so we start out with 600 million people's actual identity.
It's not a bad start.
It's an incredible foundation. It's part of the power of the Facebook platform is that it opens up that social graph to a new app like Socialize. We actually run inside Facebook, or we run at www.socialize.com, so you can see us, use us either way. Building on top of that, we use Flash Video to integrate in, so it's a zero download experience. You just go to socialize.com, and that's social, E-Y-E-S.com, the video comes up automatically, and then you'll see your social graph, your friends that are on Socialize from your Facebook friends, and then you'll also see a group section, which is the third innovation. What we've done was we've integrated a group architecture so that you can find not just people you know, but people who have common interests. So let's say you're a classical guitar aficionado. You can see other people who play classical guitar, which is inherently a visual thing where you want to, you know, get critique on how you're playing. You can be playing it, and other people can in real time be giving you that feedback, which leads to the fourth innovation, which is we make it really good not just for real-time video communication, but also for near real-time or on-demand. So we have a feed built in, just like the feed you see on Twitter or Facebook, so you can see what's come before. So I could make a little video of me playing a classical guitar and get people's feedback, so they watch that clip and they can give me feedback. So it's pulling all those elements together that we think creates a breakthrough opportunity for social video.
Is it going live today, or have you had it in alpha test?
We've had it in a private test behind a password firewall until this morning. Today is the first day we've opened it up to the hopefully thousands and eventually tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of users all over the world to go to www.socialize.com and check it out.
Sure. Did you create a bunch of groups ahead of time, or are there that you kind of seeded it with?
We created a few, but actually we decided to take more of an organic approach.
So is there one on startups?
We actually did have one. We do have one on startups.
Is Scoble already dominating that?
I think Scoble is putting up a video pretty soon, but we'll see what he has to say. He's never at a loss for words.
No, he isn't. So now you mentioned Flash. What do you say about mobile, where a lot of Flash is not available on a certain platform?
We connect up two different ways. We connect up either peer to peer or through servers, depending on firewall and other configurations. It turns out that if you strip how we're using Flash, we use the Flash both for peer-to-peer communications when there's a Flash node on the network, and we also use the underlying 263 and 264 video compression methods.
Okay.
And those are standards-based and will run on any mobile phone.
Okay.
So we'll basically create our own way to reach any device that has the ability to create and play back in those formats, which, for instance, the iPhone does. We're not announcing any mobile products today.
You aren't. Okay.
But we do see mobile as very important. And because we're based on those standards, we can interconnect, we think, with any device that has the hardware horsepower to play those formats, which certainly the iPhone does.
Yeah. So right now, people can just play with it on the web, on a browser, on the desktop browser, but mobile apps are coming.
Okay. Mobile is an important part of our future, but today we announced the web version that runs on any PC or Mac with a reasonably modern browser.
Sure. Yeah, cool. Well, great. Well, great talking to you, Rob. Let me, we got 4 minutes in here. Let me shoot a picture of you, and we'll get it up on the blog.
Great talking to you.
Great talking to you.